Welcome back to Promoted, the podcast which helps you get promoted and be great when you get there. I am your host, Felicity Fury, co-founder and CEO of WizBar. And today we have in the studio the incredible Renee Wooden, engineer, speaker and pilot. Welcome, Renee. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Felicity. Great to be here today. We're on the Sunshine Coast. We're in the
Gubbi Gubbi country.
Gubbi Gubbi country. Yeah, I actually grew up in Gubbi Gubbi country, so it's
good. Cool. Wanya, welcome. Hello, everybody. And today, I feel a bit like uncomfortable talking about this topic. I just think it's a really tricky one, but we're going to tackle it. So I feel like I'm a bit of a weirdo, Renee. I feel a bit weird. Do you ever feel weird? Like you're different?
Always.
You're a bit out of the box.
Yeah. Most of my life.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting.
Thank you. In many different ways, whether it's, you know, the diversity of being the only woman on the floor as an engineer or being a strong female and having a voice at the table and having the sea of people around me that do not reflect me in one bit, whether it's going against the grain. I moved out of home when I was 15, so that was really uncomfortable. And now I think my career has kind of progressed in a way where I've really backed myself and I'm really sure around the path that I'm going to take and the skills I want to build and the people I want to surround myself with. Which means that when those needs aren't met, I'm very clear to make a change or to project a certain message or intent. And that can make people feel really uncomfortable because they either feel challenged or not offended, but perhaps put out or uncomfortable that they're not taking action in their own lives. So yes. I'm constantly kind of coming up in against different versions of being a weirdo and being unique. And if anything, like that sense of backing myself has gotten stronger over the years to be like, it's okay because I've been so different for such a long time now that I'm used to like continuously being that person. But being a weirdo is intrinsic to who I am. What about you?
I can relate. And I remember a mutual friend of ours actually said to me, you know, everyone's a bit weird. And I liked that. I thought, oh, that's cool. Yeah, everyone is a bit weird. And it's really helped me embrace that. And I felt a lot of my career. So I went to an all-girls school. It was very normal for girls to do physics and you could talk about anything you wanted to be. So I felt like that was a lot of the culture I had growing up. And then I went to university and walked into the room. And of course, I was one of very few women in the room. And I found that quite tricky to deal with. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm a bit different. I am a bit unusual. And also I wasn't the pure math science engineer. I'm a creativity and art and I won the art prize at school. So I went, oh, okay, I'm a bit out of place. And so, but I think a solid part of my career and uni, I tried to kind of fit in, like even the guys would pay each other out. And so I'd kind of get on that bandwagon, even though it was so not who I was or part of me, I just felt like I had to do that to fit in. And then even going into projects where I'm managing projects, my team are, I guess you would say more, you know, traditional engineers. Again, I was the only one on the team. And I found it tricky because I had to get on side with the, like get the people in the group on my team and sort of like me because I needed them to deliver my project. So I felt like, again, I couldn't really fully embrace myself and who I was.
Okay.
And I can't, the journey kind of diverting from that to really going, okay, yeah, I'm not the, you know, typical person maybe you all might have different aspirations. And so I felt like I often don't fit into a box that an organization might go, oh, great, I know what to do with her. I know where to put her. And probably even growing up, it was a bit like that in my family. Like, I know what to do with her because she's this, you know, this kind of person. And so I think that's always been kind of a tension in my life as well.
Yep.
And the first time I really got to express myself and almost for myself discover who I am was when I went out and volunteered and set up Power of Engineering. And not saying you need to go start another profit or anything like that to kind of realize these things about you. But it was an experience where it wasn't the norm. It wasn't like, go to uni, get a job. Here's how you need to be in the workplace. It helped me, discover different things about myself, test things out in a safe environment and try things. And that really started that journey of, who am I? Maybe I've just made up all this stuff. Okay, actually, I have some leadership capability. What if I nurture that? Who could that be?
Yeah, definitely. And we had such a good conversation this morning, even about how we grew up with our families and either not fitting the mold of what our families kind of tried to project onto us or maybe not valuing our what we bring to the table, even as adults now. You know, we've not lived at home for many, many years now. You know, you're not under your parents' reign, but the way that they view you is still potentially like their child rather than, you know, a fully formed adult that has their own ambitions. And I suppose it still kind of put you in this box of you're young Felicity, I raised you, you're my daughter. And I find all the things that you're doing outside of how we grew up together to be out of the norm, too different for me to like conceptualize and accept. So I think that that's been something that you and I have both kind of experienced, where it's like we're these people, we're doing all these things, and we're really inspired by the impact that we're having. And then you have your family and they're like, that's nice. Like, you're doing some different stuff. We're not really very good. It's nice to hear from you. Like there's no like, wow, that's incredible. Like I never imagined that you could be doing these things and you're having such a great impact. Like it's just like a different kind of acceptance of, hey, we're doing some pretty cool stuff and
we're
not sharing.
Absolutely. It's funny even thinking like that, context of family where you how like what are those stories. I love the idea of everyone, like when you're in your family, everyone has a role to play. Like you might be sitting around at Christmas dinner and there's like, oh, that's the drunk uncle, or like that's the funny one, or like, oh, she's always gonna complain about the food. And then you go into these almost like predetermined roles of that's how that role is gonna play out and that's how that conversation is gonna play out. And family can be an interesting one because it's just the water that you swim in. And I think workplaces can get like that too, of like, oh, well, she's an engineer or she must have this experience or she grew up in this location, therefore she must be like this. Where it's interesting, I think, obviously we make assumptions as people and that's actually helpful to, for our brains to categorize things, but it can really put limits on ourselves and have us kind of just, I think, reduce our thinking sometimes of who we are and what our potential is.
Absolutely. So kind of linking back to we are weirdos and purely we are all different. We all have our different strengths and weaknesses. So how do you embrace your weirdness? That's what we're here today. And I think that this really speaks to the sort of leader that you are, the sort of colleague that you are, the family member that you are. How do you kind of use that to your advantage in crafting your own pathway? I know for me personally, it's been a confidence that I've built in my weirdness over the years, to a point now where I'm still feeling that I am so different to maybe what the normal corporate person is. I'm so different to, other women in engineering. I have a voice at the table through my public speaking business. So how do corporates look at us, or how do employers look at us and go, are they going to be a great fit for this sort of role? Or I even experience those moments where I feel like I've outgrown a role, maybe much sooner than I expected because of all the skills and experience that I've brought to the table and the perception of what the job is that you come there to do. And then you're doing it so well that you kind of outgrown it rather quickly.
Yes.
And it's something that I think makes me reflect on, what sort of employer am I going to work for? What sort of business do I want to build? And what's going to be the right fit? Because sometimes we have those moments where you really go, oh, maybe I'm not the right fit for employers in general. Maybe I should go and start my own business. But then I think that there's so many skills and so much value that you can get by working for people regardless. So I suppose it's one of those kind of challenges around how do you find the right employer? How do you know what the right culture fit is for you? And really back your differences too.
Yes.
Not be afraid to, go out there and be your true authentic self, which sounds very cliche, but how do you embrace who you are and make sure that you're finding the right businesses or employers that really embrace that uniqueness rather than pushing back?
Totally. And I think it also comes down to you first understanding yourself and the value that you can bring, because it can be valuable in a lot of different contexts. And so I think when you understand that, then you can pitch yourself better and understand that. And a lot of it really, I think, comes down to expectations. I remember in one role I had at a big corporate Fortune 500 company, and my first manager, I didn't really tell him what was going on. I didn't talk about, hey, I'm doing this stuff outside of work. I've got these things going on. Here's how it can benefit you. Here's what I'm learning. Here's what I can bring back into my team. So then my manager, of course, made assumptions of, oh, this must be happening, or that he might see the events that had happened and gone, oh, well, you're not in the office. Well, actually, I'd taken annual leave that day. I worked within the parameters of my role. But because I wasn't communicating that with him, he made these assumptions. And I ended up leaving that team and going to another team. And the person I had as my manager there said to me, tell me everything that's going on, because if you're not in the room and I need to go back for you, then I can be really clear exactly what's going on. And there, he said, you know, the rule of no surprises, which I think is a really great one. Mm-hmm. And we sat down and had a really open conversation around, hey, I'm doing this stuff outside of work. Here's what I'm passionate about. Here are the expectations. And actually talking that through with him, then I think really helped set that partnership up for success and helped him advocate for me. And really what I've discovered is when I actually do get to do those things that are expressing myself or nurturing these qualities around, say, leadership or communication that might not be my everyday kind of role, then that's helped me be a better person and then be better in my day job. So ultimately, it's helped me, I feel, nourish those skills that I have. And it has been tricky to kind of keep communicating that value back into the business, but that's been a really helpful workaround for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's actually a really good call to say that communication is so key when you are going against the grain a little bit, you're trying different things, you're kind of keeping your hands in a few different pies. I think that perhaps there is an underlying expectation that your full-time job is your priority. But sometimes, you might be doing some great stuff outside of work as well. So even just communicating that to your employer is super important, because then mm-hmm. that's where you find that they may offer that flexibility. They can advocate for you. And, a great example of that is with my employer. I've signed a contract that is sole employment only. So secondary employment isn't allowed. However, by having really open dialogue and communication, I've been given the flexibility to use my annual leave to go out and promote not only the key messages that I have, but also promoting careers with my employer as well. And it's actually kind of worked out to be incredibly mutually beneficial. But again, you kind of have to have those conversations up front to then get that flexibility and make sure that that works with both parties. If it's not working, embrace your weirdness. Maybe it's time to look for other opportunities. But don't let, I suppose, an employer or a person, a mentor, whoever it might be, prevent you from kind of taking action in the things that really drive you and make you the person that you are.
And you never know, it could be a benefit to the organization by saying, hey, I want to do more speaking. I want to do more media. I want to develop myself in these areas. And they could go, oh, great. Actually, well, to be a leader in this organization, this is the kind of skills and capability that you need. And actually that's going to help train and support you in those future roles. So you never know if it's going to be a win-win or not, unless you actually have that conversation with somebody. So
absolutely. And I think the key message from our session today is really that it's okay to be different. It's okay to push the boundaries. We all experience it in one way or another, but don't let that stop you. Keep pushing, keep promoting, and you will be in a fantastic leadership role for the uniqueness you bring to the table.
Absolutely. We hope this has helped all the other weirdos out there. If you're weird, send us a DM on LinkedIn. We'd love to hear about your weirdness too. I wish someone had this conversation with me much earlier and I could embrace my weirdness. So yeah, shout out to all the weirdos out there, and we'll see you in the next episode of Promoted.
Love you, Felicity. We do.